Morning, Broker Tov. Today's Amud in Araisa is Dav Ches Amud Aleph. Ches Amud Aleph. We actually reached the Dav Ches Amud Aleph, but it's really the middle. We purposely, we're going really quick at the end. We want that we stop before the Mer's third answer. Let's go back to Zion Amud Beis. Let's pick up for the Mer's first answer, Amr Papa. What was the question? We had discussed the various Rosh Hashanahs. We had discussed the Mishnah, the Braisa. We actually back in the Mishnah already. And the Gemara had asked that we have Lechera two more Rosh Hashanahs that weren't counted, namely, the 16th of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for the Eimer. That's the Chadash Yasha. That's when the Eimer becomes mutter for the tzibur, or grains in general become mutter for the tzibur at large. And on Shavuos, of course, we have the Shtei Lechem, which is matir for Menachos to bring from the Chadash, from the new stuff, or what was considered new till now, is now mutter for the Menachos. That's the Rosh Hashanah, so to speak, on the 6th of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for Shtei Lechem. And the Braisa uses the Lashon. Shisha Asur B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah L'Eimer, and Shisha B'Sivan is Rosh Hashanah L'Shtei Lechem. Why are they not counted? So the Gemara asks, let's read it aside already. One line before Amar Papa. It's about 12 lines, 13 lines off the bottom of the page of Zayin Beis. The Rav lists the Shisha. According to the Rav, let's list six Rosh Hashanahs. Add two more Rosh Hashanahs because the fact that you have the 16th of Eimer, the Eimer is the middle of a month that already was counted. According to Rav, it doesn't make a difference. That should be counted separately. So it should be six. And even Nachman Yitzchak, who says that once you have the month was already counted, you don't count the separate one, still Isha five, add Sivan. The Rav Nachman Yitzchak, list the Chamisha, count five. So why are the Shtei Lechem and the Eimer not being counted? Amar Papa, we only count that which is chal takes effect at night. If you cannot bring the Milchus Eimer at night, you cannot bring the Shtei Lechem at night. So that Rosh Hashanah doesn't take effect at night. We only count Rosh Hashanahs that take effect at night. Jewish days, of course, start at night, the night before, Erev Avikar. You only count that which starts at night. And it says the Gemara. What do you mean? We said the Nafkin of Regolim right back on the base. The first Mishnah, the second case of the Mishnah of Nisan was Rosh Hashanah Regolim. And we said, what's Nafkamina? Nafkamina was for Bal Ta'achar, right? Bal Ta'achar is delaying the carbon. When could you be a carbon? Only by day. And when can you be the carbon by day? Only after you be the Tamash Shachar, we said. Right? So L'chaira, the whole Isra Bal Ta'achar only kicks in by day of Regolim also, and yet we counted it. Says Marv Regolim, L'chaila Merta, Fikachashim, and it's counted. Our answers. Well, with the shavuot of the gears over here, kivan shetzarech, or something out these words, la suya meikara. He is mechuyif to bring it mechayev akai. He is mechuyif to bring it the second he made the declaration. He raised the chiyuv to bring it, and the fact that he's neglecting to bring it, the chiyuv is a overriding chiyuv. He's over about the achal. Once you hit a cutoff point, it doesn't have to be a zman that's fit to bring it. Once you get to the night of yomtiv and he hadn't brought it yet, he's ready over, even if right. Or once you get whatever the time period is when he's over, it doesn't have to be that time is the time that he can bring it. He's ready over once you hit that point of time. Ask the Gemara, but still, how Yevolis? Yevolis was listed in the Mishnah, and Yevolis and Nachal Murta, because the assumption is that Yevolis is Chal when you blow the Shefers, come again in Chasam Beis, I believe it is, come again in Chasam Beis, but also later in Masechta, that by Yevol, they blew the Shefer on Rosh Hashanah. Pasuk says, in Pasuk in Bahar, that's very clearly, Tavir Shefer B'chol Ha'aretzichem, right, on Yom Kippur, they blew the Shefer. That's what kicks off the din of the halachas of Yevil. It's machlokes about that. We'll see, but that's the Mar is taking for granted this tzad, and the Mar asks that only happens by day. Lechayim Mor does not come from the night before. The Kachash began as it was counted. It was counted in the New Year's. Says the Gemara. No, our Mishnah, our Tana, who counts Yevil, goes like the opinion of Ishmael, B'nai Shebrech Breka, who holds that from Rosh Hashanah of Yevil, Yevil kicks in without blowing the Shefer. You don't have to wait until something happens during the day. It's right from Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, of course, starts at night, and therefore it does stop Mi'urta. The Gemara offers, a second terrace now. Again, answer number one is we only count Yom Tevah start at night. Answer number two, Rav Shish, why are we not including the Eimer and the Shtei Lechem? Rav Shish made the video Amar, Kikachash Midi Lo Talib Maisa. These are Talib Maisa like Chashav. New Year's that aren't telling a Maisa, they're just telling in the calendar that we count. Something which is depend on a Maisa, that doesn't count. And of course, both Shtei Lechem and the Eimer are dependent on a Maisa on bringing these Karbanos. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? If I read Golem again, same question as before, the Gemara is assuming that you cannot bring the carbon, you're not Eiver Baltacher, till you reach the point of the day where you can bring a carbon and you haven't brought it yet, that's when you're Eiver, and you can only be Karbanos once you brought Tamash HaShachar, so isn't the trigger to be Eiver Baltacher also again a Maisa? If I read Golem, me to tell a Maisa, it's something which is telling a Maisa, yet Chashev and the Mishnah included Regalim. Ask the Gemara, same answer as before as well, Baltacher Mamelechayel. No, the Baltacher was Chal Mamele, it was there for the second he pledged the carbon. He has an obligation to bring it, and once that's man hits and he didn't bring it, he's Oyim Baltacher, not, it's not being Chal Ayyidin, any Maisa. Top of Ches Menav. Right, Yevola is the same question again. But Yevol, Lechor, also, you need the Maish. What's Maisa? You need the Maisa of blowing the Shefer to kick it off. Lechor, you need a Maisa there as well. Same answer as before. Rav Shmuel Benay Shebrechim Reiki is Rav Shmuel Benay Shebrechim Reiki who says that Yevol's Chal with the advent, with the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, automatically, you don't need to blow the Shefer, you don't need Yom Kippur for it to be Chal's Chal automatically, and therefore there's no Maisa involved. Third answer. Rav Ashi Amar, Arba Rosh Hashanah Heim, Shehim Ba Arba Rosh Chodashim. The reason why we don't count the Aymer or the Shnei Lechem, you know why? Because they're not the first of the month. They're not the first of the month. There are four Rosh Hashanahs that are on the first of the months. Yeah, there's more. There's more in the middle of the months. But on the first of the months, there's four. What's the obvious question? Very good. Says the Gemara, I, Teves is Machlek is Pilot Sil Beishamai. Beis Hillel says, it's what we say, is Tu B'Shvat, and Beis Shammai says it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So we go to Beis Shammai. And some more Be'ech B'Shvat Ke Beis Shammai is the Teretz fitting only like Beis Shammai. The Mishnah or with Teretz saying our Mishnah goes like the Mishnah, the count is based on Beis Shammai. Hach Kamar, our answer is no. Shloish Deverkol. What the Tana meant to say when it said there's four Shanim, he meant to say there's four Shanim Deverkol. There's four Shanim. Three of them are the Deverkol. And the fourth one is a machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Yes, according to Shammai, it's going to be again a Rosh Chodesh that fits, a Rosh Chodesh that's Rosh Hashanah. According to Hillel, it wouldn't be a fourth, but we're counting the fourth because it's the machlekes of Beis Shammai, Hillel's in the fourth. I'm guessing it's bothering you. There were other cases in the Mishnah which also had that. There were other cases in the Mishnah which also had machlekes about whether they were. Now the answer is that Beis Hillel presumably held that the other three were all on the Rosh Chodesh. So when we go to Beis Hillel, so Beis Hillel is the three on Rosh Chodesh, there's three guaranteed in Beis Hillel. So first we speak out the Zara that I'm guessing is bothering you. The fourth one is subject to dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel himself. So even though Beis Shammai is one that fits better, but it's a dispute of Beis Shammai himself, so we can list it as well. The other three are not disputed, at least by Beis Hillel. It's all Amar Shchaydish. Okay. Says Gemara Chamar, Shloisha Deverakol, Bechav Shvat, Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Says Gemara further. We said, what's the new year for animals? We said that the first time it was, Rameir said it was Elul, and then we had Rav Elazar Shimon Aymer, Bechav Tishrei, it's actually the first of Tishrei. Amar Bechav. Whether you say it's Echab El, whether it's Echab Tishrei, is based on the same Pasuk. Shenemar. Pasuk says, this is a Pasuk in Tilim Samachay. Shenemar, Lovshu Karim Hatzain, Valmakim Yatfu Var, Yisroyayu Af Yashiru. So the sheep of the flock, they became like clothed, so to speak, they became clad. And then the valleys, they covered themselves with this, with fodder, and they shouted out and they sang. And what does that mean? What is this referring to? So that's the goof of the Machlekes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir Savar, Emes Alef Shikar Mitzayin, when do the sheep become like covered, or in this case, it means like pregnant, when the valleys become full of fodder, when the grains start to grow. When is that? Ba'adar. That's an Adar. So the crops start to sprout, the crops are noticeably sprouted in Adar. That's the time when the animals get pregnant. That's when they become covered or pregnant. So if they become pregnant Adar, you do the math, 5 months gestation leads to a birth when, says the Gemara, Emesai Makri Yatvabar Ba'adar, Vesabras Ba'adar, Vyoldas Ba'av. They become pregnant Adar, they give birth in Av, and therefore it makes sense, when should be the new year, what should be the cutoff of the new year? Rosh Hashanah Shalahem is Elul. The medium month, Iftav, is the cutoff point to do the count for Maisa Be'emim. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Aymrim, Emes Alef Shikar Matzayin, when do the sheep become clad? Bezman Sheisro Afishiru. They become clad when the crops, when they're joyful and singing. What does that mean, they're joyful singing? It means when like the grains didn't just start sprouting. They're fully developed, they've grown, and they blow in the wind, and they make noise. Emes Alef Shikar Matzayin, when do the stalks, so to speak, make Shira sing? Benisan, that's only in Nisan, not in Adar, a month later in Nisan. And therefore, do the same math. They become pregnant, Mis'abras Benisan, the animals become pregnant, the sheep become pregnant in Nisan, Fialtos Be'el, and they give birth, therefore not in Av, but rather in Elul, and therefore Shana Shalom is Tishrei. Says Rabbi Yitzchak Nami, "How ksiv yisrael afishiru? What does each one of the mayor do with the lashon of singing? That's a chareraya to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Who ba'afasa afdavim benisan? No, that refers to the late animals that become pregnant later in Nisan. You're right. There are some animals that come later in Nisan, but the bulk of them are becoming pregnant already in Adar. Yitzchak Nami, Elazar Shimon, what do they do with the first part of the pasuk of the ksiv ha'makmiyat v'bar when the valleys become covered with fodder? That seems to be the referring to Adar when the grains start sprouting, that means the animals get pregnant in Adar. They go the other way. They say bulk of it is in Nisan, and the sharp ones, the early ones, they get pregnant in Adar. Oh, Oh, very good. So the first point, I don't really have a geschmack answer. The first point out that yes, it seems to be a machlokes metzias. It's very funny. I mean, it's also a pasuk. It's a machlokes metzias. The chayyur, the machlokes metzias, and that's why they're arguing how to touch up the pasuk. The chayyur. There's no. I don't think there's any a way around that. It says the Gemara. According to Meir, the pasuk, we can explain the pasuk as written. Meaning the order of the pasuk makes a lot of sense. That the tzayin get pregnant when at the time the valleys get full of fodder. That means at the sprouting time of the grains. But then there's late season, late bloomers that give birth only, they get pregnant, sorry, conceive only when the grains start to sing. That's the end of the pasuk, right? So at least chronologically, it's in the right order. Gevaldik, according to Rav Meir. Elo b'lash Rav Shimon, if chumabayli, the order's messed up. Lav shukarim tzayin, sorry. Yeah, lav shukarim tzayin, when's that? When is the bulk of the animals getting pregnant? At the end of the pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk should connect right to the end. Bezman shiyusro afeshiru. Vekanami, there are some, ta'amak miyat fubar, but the way the pasuk is written sounds like the ikar time of getting pregnant is connected to the amak miyat fubar. That's like Rav Meir, not like Rav Blas Rav Shimon, it's Akasha. Elo b'ravas, Rav says, you're right. The machlekes is based. The Dukula Amevan agrees, the Taisha Pasuk as follows. Love Shakar Matzain, Bismach Mak Matubar, Biadr. Everyone agrees that the time they become pregnant is at the time where the grains start to sprout, which is Adar time. When the valleys become covered with the sprouting, that's Adar. Hachabak, Krakamifki, the Machik is about a different Pasuk. Machik is in a different Pasuk. Aser to Aser. So according to this, let's see. Hachabak, Krakamifki, Aser to Aser, Pasuk famously says it's in Devarim, Aser to Aser, we dash Aser, Bishul says Aser, but we say, Bishnei Master Kosmodav. The Pasuk is comparing to Maestas. The simple reading of the Pasuk is clearly talking about Maestas Dagon. It's talking about the Maestas. That's clearly the Pasuk, Maestas Dagon. But we dash in double Hashem Aser to Aser, that we're talking about two Maestas here, not just Maestas Dagon. Echa Maestas Beim, Echa Maestas Dagon. Maestas Beim is also included in this reference in this Pasuk. Remeir Sava Makish, Maestas Beim, Maestas Dagon. Remeir Holtz, you just compare Maestas Beim to Maestas Dagon. Ma Maestas Dagon, Samachin Gomrai, Isurai. Just like Maestas Dagon, close to the time that it grows, it's completed. Apamais Bam Samagamar Isurai, close to time that it's close to time when the they give birth, it's completed. Just like Maiser Dagon, the Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei, so to Maiser Bam, the Rosh Hashanah is Tishrei. The idea is like this, that by Maiser Dagon, what happens is after you cut the grains, but they're still moist, if you put them away, then it's gonna get all moldy. So you have to leave out the dry bit and then you put it away. So the Rav Meir held that just like Maaseh Dagon, you put away for a bit, and then you let it dry for a bit, sorry, and then you put it away. And that's the Chiyuv of Ischal. Then and there, so to Maaseh Behema, you wait to the end of the month of giving birth, and the Chiyuv is going to be Chal, or the Rosh Hashanah will be in the following month. Whereas, what does Rav Shimon say? We do compare Maaseh Behema to Maaseh Dagon, but not based on the exact timeline in terms of, well, I mentioned the opposite. We give exactly the same time. We've already established that the Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Dagon is Tishrei, and therefore we're going to go with that. We're not going to do a comparable and say just like the amount of time you wait between the giving birth or being completed and having the Maaser is 1 month to the next. No, we go with the same exact month, the calendar month of the year, just like for Maaser Dagon is Tishrei, so it's for Maaser Bam is Tishrei. According to this Mahalach, it's clearly 100% a Machlekes and had a Darsh in the Pasuk of Asa Daser, the comparison, and no longer a Machlekes and Metzias. Everyone's agreeing now that the animals get pregnant in Adar, that's the main time they get pregnant, and they give birth primarily in Av, and the question is, do we say therefore El, which is like shortly after, which is comparable to the just waiting period for the grains to dry and then put them away? That's the comparison, and that's when you count it. That's Meir, or do you compare it to the actual timeline, which is Tishrei? Okay, says the Gemara. Echa b'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah Shanim. Echa b'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim. So, what does that mean? What is Shanim? We speak about so many other nafkaminas of Shanim, Malachim and Shtarais that's the same one, Regalim, right? Many different things. Yevalei Shmitas. What does Shanim mean in general? The Ma'alchasa. Amrav Papa, everyone's going to jump out of the seats. The Shtaris. When we say Tishrei is the new year for years, it means for Shtaris. The Tanan, Shtar Chayim, Mugdam, Psulim, and Machim, Ksheirim. This sounds very familiar. A Shtar Chayim that's predated is Pasuk because it's going to allow you to go to the Kuchas and collect, you know, unlawfully. Whereas, because the Chas Mor Mishab yet, whereas Shtaris that are Mucher are Kasher. Shtar that's Mucher is Kasher. Okay, Givaldi. So it's saying the nafkamina of the years, New Year's, is when you're writing a shtar, you write the shtar to the king. You write the shtar to the king's reign. Why, by the way, the king's why do we count the king's reign based on New Year, based on calendar year, based on Tishrei, we say now, and not based on the king's own reign? Because it's very difficult to keep track. Av, what we say it was the fourth year of the king. If you're not going to count the king a new year every time you pass through a certain time frame in the regular year. You need to count it based on his own reign. People get confused and we're going to be messed up between Shtar Mukdamim and Shtar Mukharim. We're not going to know what's what. So by having a fixed time every year on the calendar, that no matter where the king's up to, this becomes the new year, people will never won't make mistakes. It's easy to remember. That's basically what we had in that base. It's such a good Shpach Chazar. The question is, exactly, we're giving two different... That's the Gemara, obvious Taina. Vatnan, the first line of the Mishnah was, Lechem and Isim Hashanah L'Malachim. Vamrino, we explained the Mayachasa. Vamarav, Chizda, Lishtar, right? And same thing, and we quoted the same din of the Mishnah. We quoted the same Mishnah from Shvius. We quoted the same Mishnah that what? That Shtari Chayiv, that Muktam Apostle Mokha Kasha, exact same Shakar Bataya, but for a different date. You all know the answer also. You should be jumping the answer from Dav Gimel. Answers the Gemara like Kasha, Kalamach Yisrael, Kalamach Humas Eilam. You're right, both are true. Both are true. The Mishnah Daf Beis, when we discuss the Daf Beis, the Gemara on Daf Beis, explains the first line of the Mishnah of Nisan, that's talking about Malach Humas Eilam, Malach Yisrael, my opposite, Malach Yisrael is from opposite, I'm opposite. Malach Yisrael is from Nisan. Malchi Mas'ailim is from Tishrei. So over here, when we're talking about Shtaris, we mean when you count the Tamachi of a guy, it's from Tishrei. Says the Gemara, El Hadam Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda and Rav Gimel gave this answer. Leshan El Machi Yisrael, Av Machi Yom Mas'ailim, Tishrei Meninan, Rav Chizda, Masisa Hashminan. It was very Gishpak Teretz when we had back enough Gimel from Rav Chizda, but it comes out that's pretty much clearly the Mishnah. There's no other way to interpret the Mishnah if you're saying that Shana means Shtaris. And Malachim and Shtaris, so obviously one's Machi Yisrael, one's Machi Yom Mas'ailim. What is Rav Chizda adding? Gemara says, Lai, Rav Chizda Kroas Hashminan. Rav Chizda was coming to teach us the psukim that we derive from Menachami, the Shalemish itself that we knew Rav Chizda for. But the fact that he brought proofs from the psukim to show that Geisha kings are from Nisa, not from Tishrei, that was the point of Rav Chizda. Be by saying, or you could say, Rav Chizda b'kirab Zera Masnila, Rav Chizda learns the Mishnah like of Zera, the Zera Amar Litzkufa. When we say Tishrei is the new year, it means for the Tkufas. When we talk about, you know, the solar versus the lunar calendar, and we want to know that the Tkufas are lined up properly, we start with Tkufas with the assumption that the first Tkufa of the year, the world was created, when? In Tishrei. So it means the beginning, Tishrei is the beginning of the new year, the beginning of the new Tkufas, the beginning of the Tkufas in each year, because that's when the world was created. It says Gemara, Rabbi Lazi, because Rabbi Lazi, the Amar, but Tishrei never Eilam. It's like Gemara says that the world was created in Tishrei. It says Gemara, Nachman Amar, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, a third interpretation of what does it mean that Tishrei is the Rashan of the Shanim, Ledin, for judgment, famous, Tichsiv, Mereshish Shanim. Some people think that in the Chumash, it doesn't say anything about Rashan of Yim Adin. In the Chumash, there's nowhere explicit, unless I'm missing an obvious pasuk. There's nowhere explicit. It talks about the seventh month, the first day, Yom Trua, it's Yom Tif. It doesn't say anything about Din. Here we're saying, it's the Din. The Chsiv, Mereshis Hashanah, Fat Achris Hashanah, Mereshis Hashanah, Nidain, Maya B'Seifa. Here, this is the source of Din. And that's a pasuk not by, that's a pasuk in the Varm. It's not a pasuk by the Parsha of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, but we've said earlier, Rosh Hashanah means Tishrei. It refers to Jesus had a couple, just another blot. Rosh Hashanah refers to Tishrei. We're saying, in Rosh Hashanah, you need Din on what's going to be B'Seifa. Two more lines. How do we know that that's referring to Tishrei? How do you know that Rosh Hashanah is referring to Tishrei? Tichsiv tiku b'chaydish shayfer b'kes leim chagegu. It says in the pasuk, that's the pasuk for us in Tilim Pei Aleph. Say it in the Yom. Tiku b'chaydish shayfer b'kes leim chagegu. So what does that mean? Eze chag, most Yom Tevim, Sukkos, Pesach, even Shavuos to an extent. The month, the moon, is noticeable. Right? Tiku b'chaydish shayfer b'kes. The kes means the moon is covered. The moon's renewal. And you should blow a shayfer at the time of the moon's renewal. The Yom Chagenu is the Chag Tapam Beis Shachidish Miskasabai. What's the Yom Tiv where the moon is covered? Havem is a Rosh Hashanah. That'll be the Yom Tiv, which is the first day of the month, but the moon is the smallest. Havem is a Rosh Hashanah. And it says in the end of the pasuk, it's a Chayk Yisrael Mishpat, a judgment day like Yaakov. So we see Rosh Hashanah is indeed a day of judgment. So again, the three answers are that either the last answer is that Rosh Hashanah is the Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Din. The answer before that was that's the Rosh Hashanah for Tkufas, for the when the day of the world is created and the seasons. And the first answer was again like the same thing that we had earlier. It's Rosh Hashanah l'malachim for Shtaris, but talking about Geish l'malachim as opposed to Yesh l'malachim. Just two good points. I got to run. The two good points. One is why we call they're related. We'll go first with the more halachic aspect. There's a discussion if a person forgets Abdullah on Matzah Shabbos, till when can you make up Abdullah? so we can make Avdalah. So we know, very good, till Tuesday, right? Because we say the first 3 days of the week are connected to the prior Shabbos, he can make Avdalah till Tuesday. There's a separate Shiloh, what is the status of that? Is it Tashlumin or is it a Chiyav? Similar to what we had with the Chagiga, right? We had not so long ago, we had the Pesachim, we had the, maybe in Rashanosa, we had the Chagiga. Chagiga, they can make up for 7 days. We just started with Shavuos. We quoted with the, right? With the Mayim to make up the Shavuos for 7 days, fast, move to fasta, but we spoke at the Lumnus there. Is Chagiga, is it a separate Chiyav? Meaning there's a Chiyav every day of the 7 days of Sukkot, of the 8 days of Sukkot, 7 days of Pesach, or is it a chiv on day one and you make it up the rest of the day? So what I mean is, if one was exempt on day one, there's no tishlumen, so too much Shabbos. If one was chilul einin, or if one was a katan, and then he became a gadol on Sunday, you wouldn't have to make up if it's tashlumen, which is the pasuk. If it's tashlumen, you wouldn't have to make it up. If it's a vert, it's a chiv till Tuesday, you make up dollar. You have to make up till Tuesday. Fine, but the point is, you can make up dollar till Tuesday. What about Yom Tov? What about Yom Tov? What if someone is didn't make up dollar on Yom Tov? Does he have 3 days? 3 days doesn't mean anything. By a week, 3 days after the last Shabbos, 3 days after the next Shabbos, right? What will be by Yom Tov? So Akiva Eger brings that Ishrachag. That certainly Ishrachag. I mean, there's discussion about more than that, but certainly Ishrachag is connected to the Yom Tov. The Chidam Begresu says, he wants to suggest that you have the whole week. Why? Because he wants to say, he brings from the Beis Yehuda, that the Shem Regel continues for 15 days after Yom Tov. Shem Regel continues 15 days after Yom Tov. I, someone, why don't you have 15 days to make up Avdalah? Because you can't have another Avdalah in between. The most you have is till the next month of Shabbos. By the next month of Shabbos, you have a Avdalah of Shabbos. So that breaks off your ability to have Avdalah. So I guess by the next Shabbos, it's too late. But till Shabbos, you have, he wants to say, suggest, you have the full week. The Machshas Derevusa says that Dafka Yisrochag, he goes like Rukiv Eger for the reason. He says Dafka Yisrochag, and he says only by Shalosh Regalim, which have a Shem Chag. But Shalosh Regalim, Shem Chag, he have Yisrochag to make up Avdalah. But by, let's say, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur are not considered Chagim, they're not called Chag, right? Shalosh Regalim, not called Chag, and therefore you cannot make it up even on Yisrochag, you can't make up Avdalah. Ask the Chuvas, Ma'is Avram from Agamara. Agamara clearly means really Pasuk and Tillin. What do we say? Tikka B'chay the Shefer, B'kesel Yem Chagenu. And what we say, what's this Chag? It's Rosh Hashanah. Agamar clearly is Klomar Shana Chag. So how is he saying that you can't make it up because you don't have a Isru Chag, which we talk about, no, we don't really typically consider Isru Chag for Rosh Hashanah or for Yom Kippur. And don't say it's because only one day, because Shavuos, we do have Isru Chag. Shavuos, we have Isru Chag. So what's the part? So the Mefarshim, they ask the question, the Chag, you see, Rosh Hashanah is a Chag. So they answer the Chayra, it has to be that there's different levels of Chag. Just because it's called Chag, doesn't mean it's a Chag to the extent that it's a regular Chag. As a matter of fact, there's a discussion in the Pesachim, in the Achrayim already, that in the Nusach HaTfilah, we know we say on Yom Tevim, Ma'idim Simcha, Chagim Uzmanim L'sasim. Do you say the Nusach Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? It's a discussion. So even if we ultimately say it, but the point of this discussion, so even if we're going to call it a chag, it's not the same level of chag, and therefore it wouldn't be a kasha. So you could call a chag, not the same level of chag, wouldn't be a kasha on this. But again, the nafkamina, whether they call a chag or not, would be whether they can make up Avdalah the next day. That's a practical discussion in the Pesachim. Okay, one other quick point, more in concept for Moshe Feinstein, but calling Rosh Hashanah a chag, the pasuk in Nehemiah already discusses this issue, that it's Yom Adin. We've already described that it's Yom Adin. We brought the Pesukim, and this very same Pesach. Tikkun Chay Shev V'Kas Alayim Chagegu, we point, Yichoykli Sol, Mishpah Yikei Akav, it's Day of Judgment. It's a Chag and it's a Judgment. How do we reconcile these two things? There's many different Malachim given, but Ramesh, the Pesukim, Nechemi already says, Nechemi says to the people, go eat Kishmak of foods, eat drinks, because don't fear, because don't be sad, because Ki Chemdas Hashem Hu Ma'uzchem. Thank you. That's your strength, is the Chemdas Hashem. It's good, you're being. But what's the shot? So what am I supposed to judge? We can't Chasrul be dismissive. Kol Hamei Kosh Baruch Hu Vatran. You've had to chayim. Can't be dismissive. What's the balance? So Ramesha gives up shot. There's various shotim. We just speak according to Ramesha. He wants to say that the difference is when a person goes through, and any person who's ever been to a court or a judgment will realize that it's very clear that even if he's 100% the right, at the end of the day, it's totally out of his hands. He states his case. Sometimes it's a matter of who has a better lawyer. But whatever the judge decides, that's the ruling. Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells us it's up to you. If you do tshuva, you're good. If not, it's totally biyadei, biyadchem. Klal Yisrael, it's in our hands. If we do tshuva, we come to Rosh Hashanah and say, "Sbei tshuva," you know, come to Yom Kippur. If we perfect our tshuva, then we're okay. If chulil not, then not. But there's a simcha in having people who say, "I wish it's up to me. I'm totally biyachem. I can't take care of it." There's a simcha in having it. Having the ability yourself to control your destiny, control our own, ruling in Shemayim, that itself is the simcha. So yes, it is the day of judgment, but yes, the simcha. We have a famous Torah because the Torah says we get dressed up in fancy clothing for our judgment, not like them, because we're batuach and the nes that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to do. Other malachim that we have to be confident Kadosh Baruch Hu will rescue us no matter what. Ramesh is saying, I'm not saying a different approach, but he's adding a flavor that the simcha is the simcha that it is. in our own hands. Our destiny belongs to us. Have a wonderful Shabbos. Oh, next week.